Part 3 of Electra by Sophocles. Translated by Francis Storr, 1839 to 1919. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Recording by expatriate in Bangor, Maine. Part 3. Chorus. Wise nature taught the birds of air for those who reared them in the nest to care. The parent bird is nourished by his brood, and shall not we, as they, the debt of nature pay? Shall man not show like gratitude? By Zeus who hurls the levin, by Themis throned in heaven, there comes a judgment day. Not long shall punishment delay. O voice that echoes to the world below, bear to the dead a wail of woe, a coronach, a tale of shame to Atreus' line proclaim. Tell him his house is stricken sore. Tell him his children now no more in amity together dwell. Dire strife the twain divides. Alone Electra bides. Alone she braves the surging swell. Disconsolate doth she her sire bewail, like the forlornest nightingale. Reckless of life, could she but quell the cursed pair, those furies fell? Where shall ye find on earth a maid to match her worth? No generous soul were fain by a base life his fair repute to stain. Such baseness thou didst scorn, choosing, my child, to mourn with them that mourn. Wise and of daughters best, with double honors thou art doubly blessed. Oh, may I see thee tower as high above thy foes in wealth and power as now they tower o'er thee, for now thy state is piteous to see. Yet brightly dost thou shine for fear of Zeus far-famed and love of laws divine. Enter Orestes. Orestes. Pray tell me, ladies, were we guided right, and are we close upon our journey's end? Chorus. What seek'st thou, stranger, and with what intent? Orestes. I seek and long have sought Aegisthus' home. Chorus. 'Tis here. Thy guide is nowise blamable. Orestes. Would one of you announce to those within the auspicious advent of our company? Chorus. This maiden, as the next of kin, will do it. Orestes. Go, madam, say that visitors have come and seek Aegisthus, certain Phocians. Electra. Ah, woe is me! You come not to confirm by ocular proof the rumors that we heard. Orestes. I've heard no rumors. Aged Strophius charged me with tidings of Orestes. Electra. Ha! What tidings, stranger? How I quake with dread. Orestes. Ashes within this narrow urn we bear, all that remains of him as thou mayst see. Electra. Ah, me unhappy! In my very sight lies palpable the burden of my woes. Orestes. If for Orestes thou art weeping, know this brazen urn contains the dust of him. Electra. Oh, if it hold his ashes, let me, friend, oh, let me take it in my hands. Not for this dust alone, but for myself and all my house withal, I'll weep and wail. Orestes. Bring it and give it her, whoe'er she be, for not as an ill-wisher, but as friend, or haply near of kin, she asks the boon. Electra. Last relics of the man I most did love, Orestes. High in hope I sent thee forth. How hast thou dashed all hope in thy return? Radiant as day thou speddest forth, and now I hold a dusty nothing in my hands. Would I had died before I rescued thee from death, and sent thee to a foreign land. Then hadst thou fallen together with thy sire, and lain beside him in the ancestral tomb. Now in a strange land, exiled, far from home, far from thy sister, thou hast died. Ah, me! How miserably! I was not by to lave and deck with loving hands thy corse, and snatch thy charred bones from out the flaming pyre. Alas! By foreign hands these rites were paid, and now thou comest back to me, of dust a little burden in this little urn. Oh, for the nursing and the toil, no toil, I spent on thee an infant all in vain, for thou wast ne'er thy mother's babe but mine. Thou hadst no nurse in all the house but me. I was thy sister, none so called but me. But now all this hath vanished in a day. Dead with thy death, a whirlwind that passed by and left all desolate. Thy father's gone, and I am dead in thee, and thou art lost, and our foes laugh. That mother, mother none, whose crimes, as oft thou gav'st me secret word, thou wouldst thyself full speedily avenge, is mad for joy. But now malignant fate, thy fate and mine, hath blasted all and sent me, instead of that dear form I love so well, cold ashes and an unavailing shade. Ah me! Ah me! O piteous course! Ah, woe is me! O woeful coming! I am all undone, undone by thee, beloved brother mine. Take me, O take me to thy last lone home, a shadow to a shade, that I may dwell with thee forever in the underworld. For here on earth we shared alike, and now I fain would die to share with thee thy tomb. For with the dead there is no mourning, none. Chorus. Child of a mortal sire, Electra, think. Orestes too was mortal. Calm thy grief. Death is a debt that all of us must pay. Orestes. Ah me, what shall I say where all words fail, and yet I can no longer curb my tongue? Electra. What sudden trouble made thee speak like this? Orestes. Is this the famed Electra I behold? Electra. 'Tis she, and very wretched is her state. Orestes. Oh, for the heavy change! Alas, alas! Electra. Surely thy pity, sir, is not for me. Orestes. O beauty marred by foul and impious spite! Electra. Yea, sir, this wreck of womanhood am I. Orestes. Alas, how sad a life of singleness! Electra. Why gaze thus on me, stranger, and lament? Orestes. Of my own ills, how little then I knew. Electra. Was this revealed by any word of mine? Orestes. By seeing thee conspicuous in thy woes. Electra. And yet my looks reveal but half my woes. Orestes. Could there be woes more piteous to behold? Electra. Yea, to be housemate with the murderers. Orestes. Whose murderers? At what villainy dost hint? Electra. My father's, and their slave am I perforce. Orestes. Who is it puts upon thee this constraint? Electra. My mother, not a mother save in name. Orestes. By blows, or petty tyrannies, or how? Electra. By blows and tyrannies of every kind. Orestes. And is there none to help or stay her hand? Electra. None. There was one, the man whose dust I hold. Orestes. Poor maid, my pity's stirred at sight of thee. Electra. Thou art the first who ever pitied me. Orestes. I am the first to feel a common woe. Electra. What? Canst thou be some kinsman from afar? Orestes. If these are friends who hear us, I would answer. Electra. Yes, they are friends. Thou needst not fear to speak. Orestes. Give back this urn, and then I'll tell thee all. Electra. Ask not so hard a thing, good sir, I pray. Orestes. Do as I bid thee. Thou shalt not repent it. Electra. Oh, I adjure thee, rob me not of that the most I prize on earth. Orestes. It may not be. Electra. Ah, woe for thee, Orestes, woe is me, if I am not to give thee burial. Orestes. Guard well thy lips. Thou hast no right to mourn. Electra. No right to mourn a brother who is dead? Orestes. To speak of him in this wise is not meet. Electra. What, am I so dishonored of the dead? Orestes. Of none dishonored. This is not thy part. Electra. Not if Orestes' ashes here I hold. Orestes. They are not his, though fain to pass for his. Electra. Where then is my unhappy brother's grave? Orestes. There is no grave. We bury not the quick. Electra. What sayst thou, boy? Orestes. Nothing that is not true. Electra. He lives? Orestes. As surely as I am alive. Electra. What? Art thou he? Orestes. Look at this signet ring, my father's. Let it witness if I lie. Electra. O happy day! Orestes. O happy, happy day! Electra. Thy voice I greet. Orestes. My voice gives greeting back. Electra. My arms embrace thee. Orestes. May they clasp me aye. Electra. My countrywomen, dearest friends, behold Orestes, who in feigning died, and so by feigning is alive again and safe. Chorus. We see him, daughter, and this glad surprise makes our eyes overflow with happy tears. Electra. Son of my best-loved sire, now hast thou come, art here to find, to see thy heart's desire. Orestes. E'en so, but best keep silence for a while. Electra. What need for silence? Orestes. 'Twere wise, lest someone from the house should hear. Electra. Nay, by Queen Artemis, the virgin maid, of women folk I ne'er will be afraid. Those stay at homes mere cumberers of the ground. Orestes. Yet note that in the breasts of women dwells the war god too, as thou methinks hast found. Electra. Ah me, ah me, thou wak'st a memory inveterate, ineffaceable, an ache time cannot quell. Orestes. I know it too, but when the hour shall strike, then it behooves us to recall those deeds. Electra. All time, each passing hour, henceforward I were fain to tell my griefs my pain, for late and hardly have I won free speech. Orestes. 'Tis so. Then forfeit not this liberty. Electra. How forfeit it? Orestes. By speaking out of season overmuch. Electra. But who would barter speech for silence now? Who could be dumb, now that beyond all thought and hope I've seen thee come? Orestes. That sight was then vouchsafed thee, when the gods first monished me to turn my steps towards home. Electra. If a god guided thee to seek our halls, this boon surpasses all before. I see the hand of heaven. Orestes. To check thy gladness I am loath, and yet this ecstasy of joy it makes me fear. Electra. Oh, after many a weary year restored to glad my eyes, seeing my utter misery, forbear. Orestes. What is thy prayer? Electra. Forbear to rob me of the light, the presence of thy face. Orestes. If any dared essay it, I were wrath. Electra. Dost thou consent? Orestes. How could I otherwise? Electra. To Chorus. Friends, a voice is in my ear that I ne'er hoped to hear. At the glad sound how could I be mute nor raise a joyous cry? But I have thee, and the light of thy countenance so bright not e'en sorrow can eclipse, or still the music of those lips. Orestes, spare me all superfluity of words. How vile our mother, how Aegisthus drains by waste and luxury our father's house. The time admits not such prolixity. But tell me rather what will best subserve our present need, where we must show ourselves or lie in wait, and either way confound the mockery and triumph of our foes, and see that when we twain are gone within, our mother read not in thy radiant looks our secret. Weep as overwhelmed with grief at our feigned story. When the victory's won, we shall have time and liberty to laugh. Electra. Yea, as it pleaseth thee, it pleases me, brother, for all my pleasure is thy gift, not mine. Nor would I purchase for myself the greatest boon that cost thee the least pang. So should I cross the providence that guides us. How it stands with us, doubtless thou hast heard. Aegisthus, as thou knowest, is away. Only our mother keeps the house, and fear not that she will see my face lit up with smiles. My hatred of her is too deep ingrained. Moreover, since thy coming I have wept, wept for pure joy, and still must weep, to see the dead alive on one day dead and living. It works me strangely. If my sire appeared in bodily presence, I should now believe it no mocking phantom, but his living self. Thus far no common fate hath guided thee. So lead me as thou wilt, for left alone I had myself achieved of two things, one, a noble living or a noble death. Orestes. Hush, hush! I hear a stir within the house, as if one issued forth. Electra to Orestes and Pylades. Pass in, good sirs. Ye are sure of welcome. They within will not reject your gift, though bitter it may prove. Enter aged servant. Aged servant. Fools, madmen, are ye weary of your lives? Or are your natural wits too dull to see that ye are standing not upon the brink, but in the midst of mortal jeopardy? Nay, had I not kept watch this weary while, here at the door, your plot had slipped inside ere ye yourselves had entered. As it is, my watchfulness has fended this mishap. Now that your wordy eloquence has an end, and your insatiate cries of joy, go in. 'Tis ill delaying in such case, and well to make an end. Orestes, how shall I fare within? Aged servant, right well. To start with, thou art known to none. Orestes, thou hast reported, I presume, my death. Aged servant, they'll speak of thee as though thou wert a shade. Orestes, and art they glad thereat, or what say they? Aged servant, I'll tell thee when the time is ripe. Meanwhile, whate'er they do, however ill, is well. Electra, I pray thee, brother, tell me who is this? Orestes, dost thou not see? Electra, I know not, nor can guess. Orestes, not know the man to whom thou gav'st me once? Electra, what man? How mean'st thou? Orestes, he that stole me hence, through thy forethought, and safe to Phocis bore. Electra, can this be he, who when our sire was slain, faithful among the many false I found? Orestes, 'tis he. Let that suffice thee, ask no more. Electra, O happy day! O sole deliverer of Agamemnon's house, how cam'st thou hither? Art thou indeed our savior who redeemed from endless woes my brother and myself? O hands beloved, O messenger whose feet were bringers of glad tidings, how so long couldst thou be with me and remain unknown? Stay me with feigned fables and conceal the truth that gave me life. Hail, father, hail, for 'tis a father whom I seem to see. Verily no man in the selfsame day was hated so and so much loved as thou. Aged servant, enough, methinks, the tale twixt then and now, many revolving nights and days, as many shall serve, Electra, to unfold it all. To Orestes and Pylades, why stand ye here? 'Tis time for you to act. Now Clytemnestra is alone, no man is now within. But if ye stay your hand, not only with her housecarls will ye fight, but with a troop more numerous and more skilled. Orestes, our business, Pylades, would seem to crave no longer parley. Let us instantly enter, but ere we enter first adore the gods who keep the threshold of the house. Orestes and Pylades enter the palace. Electra, O King Apollo, lend a gracious ear to them and me, to me too, who so oft laid on thy shrine with humble hands my best. And now with vows I cannot offer more, Apollo, Lord Lycian, I beseech, implore, adjure thee, prosper this our work, defend the right and show to godless men how the gods vindicate impiety. Chorus, breathing out blood and vengeance, lo! Stalks Ares, sure though slow, e'en now the hounds are on the trail, within the sinners at their coming quail, a little while and death shall realize the vision that now floats before mine eyes. For now within the house is led by stealth the champion of the dead. He treads once more the ancestral hall of kings, and death new wedded in his hands he brings. Great Maia's son conducts him on his way, and shrouds his guile and brooks not more delay. Electra, O dearest women, even as I speak, the men are at their work, but not a word. Chorus, what work? What are they at? Electra, e'en now she decks the urn for burial, and the pair stand by. Chorus, why spedst thou forth? Electra, to keep a watch for fear Aegisthus should forestall us unawares. Clytemnestra, within. Woe, woe, O woeful house, of friends forsaken, full of murderers! Electra, listen, a cry within. Hear ye not, friends? Chorus, I heard and shuddered. Oh, an awesome cry ! Clytemnestra. Ah, woe is me ! Aegisthus, where art thou ? Electra. Hark, once again a wail ! Clytemnestra. O son, my son, have pity on thy mother ! Electra. Thou hadst none On him, or on the father that begat him. Chorus. Unhappy realm and house ! The curse that dogged thee day by day Is dying, dying fast. Clytemnestra. I am stricken, ah ! Electra. Strike, if thou canst, again ! Clytemnestra. Woe, woe is me once more ! Electra. I would that woe were for Aegisthus, not for thee alone. Chorus. The curse's work. The buried live again, and blood for blood, the slayer's blood they drain, the ghosts of victims long since slain. Enter Orestes and Pylades from the palace. Lo, they come forth with gory hands that reek. Of sacrifice to Ares 'twas done well. Electra. How have ye sped, Orestes? Orestes. All within is well, if Phoebus' oracle spake well. Electra. The wretched woman's dead? Orestes. No longer fear, thy mother's arrogance will flout thee more. Chorus. Cease, for I see Aegisthus full in sight. Electra. Back, youths, back to the house. Orestes. Where see ye him? Electra. Approaching from the suburb with an air of exultation. He is ours. Chorus. Quick, to the palace doorway. Half your work is well done. Do no less well what remains. Orestes. Fear not, we shall. Electra. Then speed thee on thy way. Orestes. See, I am gone. Electra. Leave what is here to me. Exeunt Orestes and Pylades. Aegisthus approaches. Chorus. 'Twere not amiss to breathe some soft words in his ear, that he may blindly rush into the lists of doom. Aegisthus. Could any of you tell me where to find the Phocian strangers, who I hear have brought news of Orestes, midst the chariots wrecked? Thee I question, thee in former days so froward. It concerns thee most, methinks, and thou as best informed canst tell me best. Electra. I know for sure, else were I unconcerned in what has happened to my nearest kin. Aegisthus. Where then are these newcomers? Tell me straight. Electra. Within. They've won their kindly hostess' heart. Aegisthus. Did they in very truth report his death? Electra. They did, and more they showed us the dead man. Aegisthus. May I too view the body to make sure? Electra. Thou mayst, but 'tis a gruesome spectacle. Aegisthus. Thou givest me much joy against thy wont. Electra. I wish thee joy, if here is food for joy. Aegisthus. Silence, attend. Throw open wide the gate, for all Mycenae, Argos all, to see. If any heretofore was puffed with hopes of this pretender, now he sees him dead. Let him in time accept my yoke, nor wait wisdom by chastisement to learn too late. Electra. My lesson's learnt already. Time hath taught me the wisdom of consenting with the strong. The scene opens, showing a shrouded corpse with Orestes and Pylades beside it. Aegisthus. O Zeus, I look upon this form laid low by jealousy of heaven, but if my words seem to thee overbold, be they unsaid. Take from the face the facecloth, I, as kin, I too would pay my tribute of lament. Orestes, lift it thyself. 'Tis not for me but thee to see and kindly greet what lieth here. Aegisthus, well said, so will I. To Electra, if she be within, go call me Clytemnestra, I would see her. Orestes, she is beside thee, look not otherwhere. Aegisthus lifts the facecloth. Aegisthus. O horror! Orestes. Why dost start? Is the face strange? Aegisthus. Who spread the net wherein, O woe is me, I lie enmeshed? Orestes. Hast thou not learnt ere this the dead of whom thou spakest are alive? Aegisthus. Alas! I read thy riddle. 'Tis none else than thou, Orestes, whom I now address. Orestes. A seer so wise, and yet befooled so long. Aegisthus. Oh, I am spoiled, undone. Yet suffer me one little word. Electra. Brother, in heaven's name let him not speak a word or plead his cause. When a poor wretch is in the toils of fate, what can a brief reprieve avail him? No, slay him outright, and having slain him, give his corse to such gravemakers as is meet, far from our sight. For me no otherwise can he wipe out the memory of past wrongs. Orestes to Aegisthus. Quick, get thee in. The issue lies not now in words. The case is tried, and thou must die. Aegisthus. Why hail me indoors? If my doom is just, what need of darkness? Why not slay me here? Orestes. 'Tis not for thee to order. Go within. Where thou didst slay my father, thou must die. Aegisthus. Ah, is there need this palace should behold all woes of Pelops' line now and to come? Orestes. Thine own they shall. Thus much I can predict. Aegisthus. Thy skill as seer derives not from thy sire. Orestes. Thou bandiest words. Our going is delayed. Go. Aegisthus. Lead the way. Orestes. No, thou must go the first. Aegisthus. Lest I escape? Orestes. Nay, not to let thee choose the manner of thy death. Thou must be spared no bitterness of death, and well it were if on transgressors swift this sentence fall. Slay him, so wickedness should less abound. Chorus. House of Atreus, thou hast passed through the fire, and won at last freedom, perfected today by this glorious essay. End of part 3. Recording by Expatriate in Bangor, Maine. End of Electra by Sophocles. Translated by Francis Storr, 1839 to 1919.